This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, we've had a lot happening this week in terms of headlines and then reactions to those headlines. What's happening with the trade in the grains?
You know, as we start, it's just stronger still. You know, I mean, yesterday you had a really nice report. Corn carryout went down to 1465 from 154. You know, so you get 1.465 billion bushels on the stocks number, and you carry that into new crop. And so not only are you going to need big acres this year, the trade's becoming aware you're going to need a big yield too. So, you know, this is actually about 6 days, 7 days in a row of higher corn markets in the face of what I would say is overly bearish outside market info. So it's really been a nice run. Beans have kind of come along for the ride, so to speak. I believe that the strength in corn is spilling over to beans. Bean report yesterday wasn't much to look at, but you know, you dropped stocks number from 380 to 375. So that actually wasn't a bad thing by any means. It was considered supportive. I wouldn't say bullish, but certainly considered supportive. So beans are trying to claw back some of the losses that they've experienced recently as well.
So, Matt, with what we learned in the report yesterday and then what we have learned in the planning intentions report, we've talked a lot about how those numbers could look vastly different when the crops actually get in the ground, because we've seen the weather already in this country has caused some issues, hasn't it, for what we could be looking at about what farmers actually plant?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you've got a pretty big disparity between the East and West. The East is certainly going to run way behind, whereas the West right now is not only drier, but some areas, some of these guys are saying it's almost too dry to plant.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
May corn up 3 1/4 at 486 1/4. May soybeans up a half cent at 1029 1/2. May soybean meal down 260 at 295.30. May soybean oil up 22 cents at 46.54. On the Merc, April live cattle down 25 cents at $200.60. April feeder cattle down 27 cents at 282.50. May lean hogs up 5 cents at 86.55. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 17.22. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.